This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. tech giant Microsoft says cyber hackers backed by China's government have been targeting critical U.S. infrastructure and could be planning to disrupt critical communications between the United States and Asia during future crises. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Microsoft says China's targets include sites in Guam, where the U.S. has a major military presence. The software giant says the state-sponsored hackers have been active since mid-2021. It says organizations in the communications, manufacturing, utility, transportation, construction, maritime, information technology, and education sectors are affected by the hacking. Microsoft isn't saying why it's making this announcement. Tensions between Washington and Beijing have been on the rise in recent months. They were further strained earlier this year after the U.S. shot down a Chinese spy balloon that had crossed into the U.S. I'm Mike Hempen.
U.S. President Joe Biden named a history-making general to the nation's top military officer on Thursday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
An official says the president will name C.Q. Brown Jr. as the next Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman. Brown already made history as the first black man to be the Air Force's top officer, and he'd be the second black chairman after Colin Powell 30 years ago. Brown is a career F-16 pilot with deep experience in shaping U.S. defenses to meet China's rise after leading Pacific Air Forces. Mark Milley's second term as Joint Chiefs Chair ends in October, and if Brown is confirmed to replace him, it would mark the first time both the Pentagon's top civilian and uniform positions are held by African Americans. Lloyd Austin is the first black defense secretary.
This is VOA News. The founder of the U.S.-based extremist group Oath Keepers will be sentenced Thursday for his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Prosecutors are seeking a 25-year prison sentence for Stuart Rhodes, who was convicted of seditious conspiracy for spearheading a plot to keep former President Donald Trump in power despite his loss in the 2020 election. The South Korean and U.S. militaries held a massive joint live fire exercise near the border with North Korea Thursday, despite the North's warning that it won't tolerate what it calls a hostile invasion rehearsal on its doorstep. Thursday's drills, the first of the allies' five rounds of firing exercises until mid-June, mark 70 years since the establishment of the military alliance between Seoul and Washington. These firing exercises, called the Combined Annihilation Firepower Drills, would be the biggest of their kind. According to the recent poll report, the world's 20 richest countries account for more than half of the estimated 50 million people living in modern slavery. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
The reports by a rights group found that six members of the group of 20 richest nations have the largest number of people in modern slavery. The Walk Free Foundation classifies modern slavery in its report as either forced labor or forced marriage. In their report, India tops the list with 11 million people, followed by China with 5.8 million. Russia, Indonesia, and Turkey follow. And in sixth place is the U.S., with 1.1 million people in modern slavery. Last September, a UN report estimated that 50 million people were living in modern slavery, 28 million in forced labor, and 22 million in forced marriage by the end of 2021. I'm Karen Chamas.
A new study shows that taking a daily multivitamin may boost memory function in some people. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Researchers at Columbia University and Brigham and Women's Hospital tracked more than 3,500 people over the age of 60 for several years. Some got a multivitamin, others got a dummy pill, and they were tested online for memory function, given a list of 20 words. After a year, participants who took the daily vitamins had better memory function, recalling 7.81 words, while those with the placebo improved to 7.65 words. U.S. dietary guidelines lean against vitamin supplements, recommending nutrients be obtained through food. Researchers say more memory study is needed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.